people think about the newcomers moving in? How do they feel?
They feel all right. They just make them just as welcome. Seem like you all get along so nice. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell the difference the way they treat them. They don't try to overpower them. They don't try to make them pay more for the property. They seem to give all of them a good break.
Mm-hmm.
We got plenty of newcomers that come in here and then stepped out. And they just done gone over the top here. You know? They treat them very nice here on this island.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it was way back. The older fellows used to try to keep people out of City Keys. They wouldn't sell or wouldn't get rid of no property. And indeed, they wanted so much for it, the newcomers wouldn't never buy it. That's one reason ain't no factories and things going on this island now. Factories wanted to come in here a long time ago, but the older fellows, the old money men, but during them time, they wouldn't sell them, and they would sell by jinks. They wanted so much for it, people wouldn't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, since the older fellows were died out, the young children were coming in the session of it. Why then they're getting rid of some of it. And that's what make it what the Carmelites say about Jenks to treat them so nice now. They all get along very fine, I believe. You know. That's all you need now is the money. They sell it, must be selling at a decent price because they're selling it.
When you were young, what sort? You
say
you had to drop out of school. What sort of work were you doing then?
Fishing. I was going to school when I had to stop school. My daddy was putting me in summer school. I had a bad leg. This leg, but I had to have amputees. You know, it used to give me trouble when I was a young kid. But boy, I broke it, and I had lost a term in school. And I was going to winter school here. And my daddy was sending me to summer school in Gainesville, Florida, living with my aunt up there. And I'd go up there and go to pay school in the summer. He was trying to get me, let me make up them terms that I lost in school. And when he got paralysis, I was going to summer school.
In Gainesville,
Florida. What he called Spate School, Spate Summer School. And I got, and he got paralysis in the summertime in the month of August. And I had to quit school and come back home. I didn't have to quit right then. I went to school a couple of weeks after that. And we was poor people. They had nothing. Had two young sisters. And so I had to come back home and get in the boat. And then after he got to the place where he could get up and kind of help himself along, he was a good fisherman. But I didn't know much about it then because I was young. But I had to come and get in the boat with net with him and started taking care of the family. And I stayed. I ain't never been in a schoolhouse no since. Not to say get lunch, but the little I got out of school.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about the fishing. What sort of fish were you trying to get and how?
Mullet, redfish, trout. That was our biggest fishing, and mullet, redfish, trout, and sheephead. Of course, there was a lot of other fishing to do, but deep water fishing, we mostly was shallow water fishing. We caught plenty of mullet, sheephead, and the rest.
With nets, you mean?
With nets. All net fishing.
Net. And then they'd be shipped out?
That's right. Used to ship them out from here by the train loads, out of boxcar loads, coaches loads. Used to have a seaboard train run in here from Jacksonville. And we used to ship, fish out off this island. About 15,000 and 20,000 pounds a day. The train used to back in on the dock down there by, in the nighttime. Back to cars down there. And fellas would work all night down there, biggest portion of the night, loading them boxcars and loading them express cars to ship fish out from here. Jacksonville all through the part of different parts of the north. That's the way they used to load fish out here.